all of you that are here and those that will be coming a little bit later, or those that will catch it, as they used to say in the reruns. Thank God for being here this morning. Today is the day of communion. We have communion today, so we're going to do that in a few minutes, maybe about 15 or 20 minutes. So you still have time to get, if you have any juice that we use for communion, grape juice. But if you don't have it, don't trip. Use whatever you have. One of the best things to use is water, because it represents the living water. Amen. So, you know, if you don't have, I'm not really recommending wine, because some of them might have issues with wine, and I don't want to encourage anything, but maybe some water that represents the living water, or if you have the grape juice that we use, or whatever you feel comfortable with using. And then, as far as the wafer is concerned, if you don't have the wafer, you can use a piece of bread, because Christ is the living bread. And so what better representation of Christ than the living bread? You know, but if you rather use crackers or something like that, that's fine. But keep it simple. You don't have to go out and order something on Amazon just to be ready. Just keep it simple. A little water and a little bread. Amen. And you should be just fine. So we should be doing that in about 15 or 20 minutes. Amen.
Amen.
Have you got your list yet? Yeah. Okay. So is it very many? Okay, amen. So I'd like to talk about some that I received through the week. If you sent me your prayer request and I haven't got back to you yet, or I don't mention it today, it doesn't mean I didn't get it. It's just that I didn't get it in time for this morning. But if you sent it, we got it. Amen. This one was sent to Pastor Sandy and me yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Was yesterday the 12th? Yes. It's from Latoya. And she's concerned about her 15-year-old daughter. She's concerned about her 15-year-old daughter who knows Christ. She is a believer and saved, but she's not interested in leaving in the rapture. She wants to stay and live out her teenage years. It's an adolescent thought, okay? They lack the wisdom to understand what's actually going on, what that actually means.
Many adults do too.
Well, yeah, many adults lack the wisdom and don't understand what, but let me explain something to you for those of you that think that the tribulation is just, you know, another day that you are gonna be inconvenienced. The Bible says that period of time will be the worst period of time in the history of mankind. So just think about all the things that you've read about, heard about in the history books. I mean, read about in the history books, heard people talking about things that you've experienced in your lifetime, whatever your age. And think of all World War I, World War II, all the things that have happened. The Bible said that what's about to happen is worse than anything that has ever happened in the history of man. This includes when the Nephilim were on the earth back in the day. It's worse than that. When the giants were eating people because there was not enough food on the earth to eat. And then I don't know how true it is, but they said that they were one book that we were reading said that they would just pop off the guy's head and just drink the blood. I mean, why did I say it, or why'd they do it? Okay, and one reason I said that is because, first of all, I believe it because even today, you have witches and people that deal in sorcery and all these other things that advertise drinking blood. It's not new. It's just new to you. This is something that Satan has been doing for years, for decades, for hundreds of years. This is not new. And he's a nasty, evil, demonic, human-hating being that will not stop until every person he can has been kicked off, pushed off, dropped off in hell. He's not going to stop. And so all this stuff that's going on, that has been going on, that went on before we got here, even during Noah's time, God says it's going to be worse than that. What could be worse than what I just said? What can be worse than that? And so people fail to understand that the only reason you're not seeing, why can we not see any of that now? Because the Holy Spirit is keeping everything at bay. He's keeping everything back. If the Holy Spirit was not here, you'd be in it. People don't get that. Pastors aren't preaching it. Ministers aren't teaching it. And so you have a group of people, a large group of people, that love God, but they don't understand what's about to come. So they don't feel the urge, the necessity. They don't feel the need to try to make sure that their life is right with God. Because, well, you know, God will always be here. Things will always be the same. And that's not true. But they don't get it, and they're not being taught. Let me tell you, all of you that think that the 7 years is just another 7 years, don't fool yourself. The enemy is trying to, okay, I'll say it like this, and then I'm gonna let it go. Probably. I'm gonna say it like, you can put a frog in warm water, lukewarm water, and turn the stove up very little. And if the frog just continually sit there, he won't notice the temperature changing. He'll just keep adjusting to the change. And they'll just keep adjusting to the change and adjusting to the change. And next thing you know, the water's boiling and it's too late. Because instead of us recognizing what's actually happening, we just keep adjusting to the change. We just keep adjusting, and then the next thing you know, we're in it and we can't get out. And that's what the enemy does. He keeps you adjusting to the new plan, adjusting to the new order, adjusting to the new way of things. The new normal is what they call it now. Oh, well, here's the new normal. Oh, here's the new normal. Give it enough time, everything will be the new normal until it's too late for you to get out. And then what's your normal going to be? Don't let the enemy make you think that things are not going to get worse, because this is nothing. This is a 13th birthday party in the middle of the park with flowers and balloons and birthday cakes and all the gifts you ever wanted. That's what this is like compared to what it's going to be like. Don't let the enemy make you think that this is it. This is nothing compared to what things are going to be. So we want to pray for Toya and her daughter. She has four other children. There's some other things that are going on. No, I'm not. I've already read all that. There's nothing. There's other things going on. We're going to be praying. I'm going to ask someone. Maybe, well, anyway.
Can I say something about this?
Yeah.
I think because of age and the lack of understanding,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to understand what rapture means.
True.
And meaning, not just children, many things, rapture means you don't die.
Oh.
They can't comprehend what happens. So
right.
The thing is that it's more important that they build a relationship with Christ and
right.
understand and learn more and more about the Bible
mm-hmm.
than it is for them to really be so in tune with the rapture right now.
Right.
Because some just don't have enough knowledge or wisdom or understanding to really get it. And they're not going to get it without that foundation in Christ, without
right.
really building that relationship with Christ.
Right.
So for that daughter, I think it's more important that mom continues to show a life of service to Christ, to continue
mm-hmm.
to encourage her to learn more about the Lord and continue to pray with her and encourage her to say the word, than it is her to be so concerned about whether or not, because she, even the mom believes she's going to be raptured, the daughter's going to be raptured.
Right.
So let's not concern about her so much with whether or not the rapture is coming today or tomorrow.
Right.
She needs to be more concerned with her relationship with God.
Amen. You are absolutely right. Whether you know about the rapture, understand it or not, if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ and you love him and you're doing all you can to serve him, whether you even heard the word rapture or not, you still good. You don't have to understand the rapture to be raptured. You don't have to know about the rapture to be raptured. What you need is a relationship with God. All the talk and stuff about the rapture is to keep us on our toes, is to keep us watching, is to keep us praying, is to keep us focused. But if you're already watching and praying and focused and you've never even heard about rapture, you're still good. Right? Amen?
Amen.
You're still good. we talk so much about the rapture is because we want people to understand that this is not a time to be loafing. This is not a time to put my religion on a rock and then I'll do what I got to do and I'll come back and get it. You know, Jesus will always be there. He ain't never going nowhere. You know, and even if that was the case, which is not, but even if that was the case, you going somewhere. And you still need to be ready. So whether you have ever heard of the rapture or not, if you love God and you are doing all you can, all that you know to serve God, you're good. Keep serving God. Keep reading your Bible. Keep praying. Keep living with God. Keep living the best you can in the knowledge of Christ and God of God. You'll learn everything you need to know about the rapture when you get to heaven. Amen. Amen? All right. So also, I want to hear from Kat Kenning. I want to know about Dean's oldest sister. Let us know what's going on. Let us know how the family's doing, because I understand that they turned off the life support. They turned their life support off last week. So we need to know what's happening with the family. We need to know some more. Okay? Okay. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to pray for Revivalist Rod 2021 regarding his situation, his arm and his shoulder, the engagement, all. We're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to pray for Janelle Sweezy. Oh, I'm sorry. Janelle SW in Missouri. We're going to continue to pray. Pray for Asher. Is praying that they receive a baptism of the Holy Spirit. So let me ask you something. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And I'm hoping you, and I'm assuming you said yes, if you're looking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. If you have committed your life to Christ and you are asking Christ to change your life or format your life to suit his will for your life. When you talk about being baptized in the Holy Spirit, are you talking about an outward appearance, like, you know, you want to speak in tongues like nobody's business. You want to radiate and glow. I want to know what you understand about being baptized in the Holy Spirit, because if you've accepted Jesus Christ already, if he is already your Lord and Savior, and you are walking by faith and not by sight, and you are currently actively believing in Christ and doing what you can to serve the Lord, you already have the baptism of the Holy Spirit in you. There's no, you don't have to wait for the pure rain from heaven to fall down on you and drown you and puff you up. When you accept him, the moment you accept Christ, the moment you say, Lord, my life belongs to you, do with me as you will, forgive me of all my sins and unrighteousness, I want to be what you want me to be, bam, you got it.
Right.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. I'm sorry, not him. I mean, not it. I mean, you have him. You have the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, you know what really bugs me? And if it bothers me, I know it bothers God. Something told me. Now you go home, now when people say, I dare you to call your wife or your husband a something. You know, where's your spouse? Oh, my something's at home. Let them hear that, call them a something. What you mean something? I ain't no something. I'm your wife, I'm your husband. What you call me something? I mean, we've been so trained to say something, or to say something instead of saying Christ, instead of saying God. We said, something told me, no, the Lord, I believe the Lord spoke to me and said, I believe the Lord did this. I believe I heard the Lord speaking to me. Don't call the Lord something, because he's not a something. He's a person. I mean, he's not flesh and blood, thank God, but he's God. He's God. Don't call him something. He's God. Amen. And I apologize and I repent for saying something. I didn't mean it. It just 50 years of training saying something. So it's not an excuse. It's just what really happened. But Let me, if you've already received the Holy Spirit, you've already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit if you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior. If it's possible, daily walking in obedience to God, you need to be baptized in water if it's possible. It's not always possible for people to be baptized in water. They're not in the, if you're in prison, maybe not. Sometimes the churches are closed. People are baptizing each other in the name of the Lord. And you know, so if you can, that's also another walk of obedience, because Jesus was baptized. We want to walk in his footsteps. But you are, even if you don't get baptized because you can't, it's not that you still got it. You still saved. The Lord's not going to dump you because you didn't get dipped. Amen. Somebody, come on. I know my people aren't, all my people aren't here, but I got a couple of y'all here. Amen. So contact us. Let us know if this helped you, and if you need more help, Asher T. For Barbara C. Wow. We're praying for your husband, Barbara, because there's a lot going on with him, with the legs and the prosthetics and all that. We want to be praying for you, Barbara. We want to be praying for you and your husband. We want to be praying that the Lord will fix this situation, because it sounds like you got your hands full. And we want to pray that the Lord will fix this situation for you. Thomas H., we're praying for you and your wife, your prodigal wife. Wife stepped away from Christ, and he wants his wife to be back with Christ. I want your wife to be back with Christ too. I want that too. Every soul is important to God. Every single soul is important to God. God does not, I believe, this is just being 1 in 8, okay? I haven't read this anywhere. This is just me. I believe that the Lord, one of the reasons why the Lord is holding things back is because he wants everybody to have an opportunity. I really believe that. I mean, the Lord didn't come and pour this in my head. No, this is just me thinking, because I know how passionate God is about his people. I know, I would hate to be the last one and then he cut the time short and I get left. I honestly believe that part of the reason that God is waiting to the very last moment is so that one person that otherwise would not have made it can make it.
Amen.
Amen. Because God is that. What was that? It was in Sodom, where Lot was asking, "Well, would you spare us if 20 people were?"
Abraham asking on Lot's behalf.
Abraham asking on Lot's behalf, and he went all the way down to what? 2 people.
Yes.
Went all the way down to, I think, 2 people, and not even, he said, "Would you save it if it were just 2 people?" And the Lord said, what? He said, yes, I would. But there weren't even 2 people. You follow what I'm saying? I may have the numbers wrong, but you get the gist.
Yeah.
God is in this for souls. He's in this for your salvation. He died. He paid the penalty. He paid the price. He bought us. He's in it for souls. God will hold things back for one person. I believe that. I believe that. Amber, I believe that God will hold back a major earthquake because we're still here.
Amen.
We're still here. I believe that. God wouldn't do that. Well, then you don't know my God. You don't know my God. I believe that God will hold back dangerous things that he could pour out on everybody because of one somebody.
Amen.
Because God don't want to lose any of his people. God is a shepherd. Shepherds don't want to lose not one sheep. Not one. Amen. And so you're praying for your wife to come back. I'm praying for your wife to come back.
Amen.
Amen. 23 years. And Ronnie S, R-O-N-N-I-E-S, on your job for 23 years. And now they want to transfer you to somewhere else because the boss don't like you. We're praying on that, because the Lord might transfer the boss. We'll pray and see what happens. We're going to be praying, Ronnie. And Olga Y. Good morning, Pastor Drea. Olga, we want to pray for your son. Her son's having trouble walking now. I don't know if this is an infant
or I don't know if this is an infant that's having trouble walking, but having difficulty walking, but he is having improvement in his walk. The infant is having difficulty walking, but they're having improvement in their walk. So we want to be praying, Olga, for the child, is it the child? I think it's a child. Do you know whether or not this is the son at Kids Salvation? They're having trouble walking. I don't know if the son, Romeo, is a child or not.
He's a child.
He's a child, okay. So we want to be praying for the child because we know that God is able. We know that God is able. There is absolutely, positively nothing that our God can't do. If he doesn't do it, it's not because he cannot. It's because he chose not to. God can do anything. There is no such thing as something that God can't heal. God can heal anything. But what if it's... Well, anyway, God can do anything. Amen. I want to update on Vanessa and her children, her girls. I want to hear about Vanessa. Vanessa, when you hear this message, we need to hear about what's going on with your situation. Please, because that situation is extremely important to us. It's more important to God. It's very important. It's something that we need to keep praying on until God resolves it. Yes. We need to keep praying. So y'all remember this, right? So Vanessa, please, whenever you get a chance, please let us know what's going on. Warhammer, want to know about your cousin, Norma, in Arizona, with the melanoma and the skin cancer. We're going to be praying. We're going to be praying for Norma. Amen. Well, we're going to keep praying for Norma.
Amen.
Amen. We want to keep praying. Amen. Pastor, it's good to see you this morning. Amen. It is. It's good to see you. Amen. And thank God for our Zoe. Amen. Our Zoe, we're still praying for her friend, Amante, at age 16. That's out partying. She doesn't say whether Amante is saved or not, but I don't believe that he is. Yeah, and why are you out partying? Your mom just committed suicide a month ago. That's kind of odd.
Well, if you read the detail, just from the lifestyle that he was raised in,
okay.
That's not unusual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The baby and detachment. The baby needs prayer. He's 16. He's still a baby. He needs prayer. He needs prayer. The enemy will snatch them at any age, but the enemy wants the younger the better. If I can start them out young, they'll be mine. I can train them up in the way that I want them to go. The enemy loves them young. The younger the better. There's still time. If there's still breath, there's still time. If there's still life in this child, there's still time. God can still do something. We can still keep praying for Amante. Someone that's concerned about him ask us to pray for him. Zoe's concerned about him. That should be our concern too.
Amen.
Amen. And how old is Zoe? She's like 15?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that girl is awesome. Amen. Also, DMore 238. She said that I'm not going to go through what she said, but she said that she's never taken the coronavirus shot. She's never taken the jab, nor her husband, if I'm not mistaken. But they've been taking the senior flu vaccine for years, and they're having some issues with the senior flu vaccine. And she took a picture of her arm, and she sent it. She said, now this has nothing to do with the jab. This is a senior vaccine, so her concern is, has something been put in the senior vaccine that she's been getting for years? And now her and her husband are having some issues from the senior vaccine. I don't know what kind of senior vaccine it is, but she said it was not the COVID vaccine. It was something else. My question is, what else? Yeah, I will let you have it.
Maybe so, it was
I don't even know, because you know people get weird when you start talking about that, and they begin to shut us down again, so I'm going to let that go. But I'm just saying, whatever's happening now is not new. Somebody's been doing something for a long time. The first thing I heard about was fluoride in the toothpaste. I'm sorry, in the water. Come to find out that fluoride was not good for you. Mm-hmm. And they had been promoting for decades, fluoride, put in your teeth and have shiny teeth. Come to find out there's some type of poison in the fluoride that they've been gushing in there for years. This is not new. It's just new to you. It's just a new twist on an old thing. We need to pray because we don't know what's been happening with us for all these years. We don't know. It's by the grace of God that we're still here able to do what God has commanded us to do. And whether it's COVID or fluoride or the whooping cough vaccine or whatever they got, do what you got to do. Pray first. And whatever you need to do, put it in God's hands and let the Lord's will be done.
Amen.
Okay? Because you can't tell people you can't do this and you can't do that and you just can't because God ain't gonna, you can't tell people that because all situations are not the same. Some people, you have to be careful how you tell because some people's life depend on what they do and what they don't do. Some people's livelihood depend on what they do and what they don't do. And if God can protect you from a snake, He can protect you from a shot. Amen. If God can protect me from a 400-pound refrigerator sliding down, chasing me down the stairs, He can protect me.
Amen.
He protect me from bullets and a crazy drunk daddy. He can protect us.
Amen.
There is nothing that God. We have to give God the opportunity to be God. We have to trust God. If this is something that God is allowing, and this is something that has to be done, what are you going to do? You do what you have to do. And then the Hebrew boys did not want to go in that furnace, but they went in, and God brought them out.
Amen.
Amen. There are a lot of furnaces you may not want to go in, but God may allow you to go in so He can bring you out.
Amen.
We have to stop. We have to be careful when we tell people what they can and cannot do. We can tell. I'm going to tell you what the Lord said. Now you need to take it to the Lord. And whatever you and the Lord come up with, that's on y'all. I'm going to tell you what God said. I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me to tell you. I told you it's done. Now, whatever you do after this, it's up to you and the Lord.
Amen.
Did I say it right? Did I step out of line? Did I do it right?
Amen.
Okay, because every lifestyle is the same. One of our members here on the campus, college campus, had to take. But the Lord told me, I got her. He told me that when I was reading the text. He said, she's good. That's what He told me. So I texted, I said, she's good. Because that's what the Lord told me. Because they had to do what they needed to do in order to get things done. I'm not running out volunteering, but if I'm locked in that, if I'm locked in the room and I have no choice, and the Lord said, go on, what am I going to do?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And so my trust is not in the people that made it or the people that distributed. My trust is in my God.
Amen.
And whatever my God allows to happen or stops from happening, praise His holy name.
Amen.
Amen? Are we good?
Amen.
Now, if you have a problem with me, stick your hand up so I can rebuke you now. Nobody?
Dang. Problem with you in general or?
See, anybody got any oil? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we could ask for Kat to give us an update on Pastor Dean's sister. She's the one who had the stroke.
Oh.
And they removed her from life support.
Yeah.
Kat. We can ask Kat if you can put it in the chat or email us an update on her.
Amen. Please, Kat.
I'm going to condense this one, but Sheila is asking for prayer for everybody in her atmosphere.
Yeah.
She's covering them all, friend, dogs, and enemies alike. And that's awesome that her heart
Amen.
Is praying for them.
It
she's,
is.
She's asking also for prayer over her family and herself. They are being attacked in their sleep. And it's just so many things going on that, you know, it's kind of like psychopathic and so many things going on in her home. And so she's asking for prayer, protection, and covering there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they want to make sure that they're ready for when the Lord calls.
I'm still trying to make sure I'm ready. Amen. I don't know anybody that's got it locked up. You know, I haven't met one person that's so holy, they got it locked up. Oh, child, I believe I'm walking in the right place. I believe I'm going to get scooped, you know, but I ain't taking it for granted.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm like, oh, girl, I pray every day. I pray all day long. Shut up.
Yeah.
I don't know nobody that holy. You know, I pray all the time too. You know, I am, but I want to make sure I got my act together.
Amen.
You know, because I'm still walking in the flesh. You know, I still get upset. I still get hangry.
Yes.
You know, y'all heard the hangry?
Yes.
I still get hangry. You know, I still get sleepy. You know, I'm still walking among people that don't believe. And so, some believers kind of get you a little bit. So I still need prayer, you know. Amen. Because I've met some believers that are, keep you on your knees. You know, so I'm praying. Don't do that. So I'm still praying that I'm still ready. You know, I believe, but I'll be absolutely positively convinced when I get the keys to my mansion.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Then I'll say, we did it.
Hallelujah.
Then I'll stop praying about it.
Yeah.
I'll find something else to talk about.
Amen.
But I'll be absolutely positively convinced once I get the key and I'm standing in front of the door. And I'm like, yeah, Lord, I'm here now. Ain't nobody gonna kick me out now. I'm in now.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm like a cockroach. I'm in and I'm staying in. I ain't going nowhere. Amen. You're going to have to catch me to get rid of me, boy. I'm in there. Amen. Amen.
Sheila, pray.
Oh, yeah. I'm praying for Sheila. What she needs?
Yeah, all that.
What?
All that.
She needs all that?
Yeah.
Amen.
And then so.
Okay, well.
She's praying for.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, I got you, Sheila. Don't worry. I got you. Come on, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Can I get a couple of y'all to stand up? I know it's only a couple of y'all in here. Amen. I don't know where all the people's. Hey, I don't know where all the people's. The Bible says where two or three gathers together in my name, touch it and agreeing, there will I be in the midst.
Yeah.
Somebody told me a long time ago that all those vacant seats, it's possible that they're all filled with angels.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible that the Spirit of God is filling every seat that's not taken.
Amen.
Amen. And so that would actually give us a full house, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Hello. And so whether there are heinies in the seats or angels in the seats are still full.
Amen.
Amen. I like that. Amen. Father, her name is Sheila.
Sheila. Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, can I get you all to lift your hands up? Sheila, whenever you see this prayer, raise your hands up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying. First of all, we thank you for your love and kindness, your righteousness and your mercies. We give you praise for all that you are and all that you've done. We thank you because there is no God like our God. You are the great King of kings and the Lord of lords. I am blessed beyond belief to know that you are governing and ruling our lives and our atmosphere. Father, we're praying for every member of Sheila?
Yes.
Sheila's atmosphere, every person, bill collectors, friends, enemies, neighbors, cousins, relatives, family. Sheila, we're praying for all, Lord, that something will be said or something will be done that will affect her atmosphere where others will be saved. We're praying, Lord, for healing if it's healing. We're praying for deliverance if there is deliverance. We're praying for joy if there is joy. We're praying for peace if there is peace. We're praying for provisions if there is provisions. Whatever is needed in that atmosphere, among those people, let it be done. If it is forgiveness of sin, forgive the sin and unrighteousness. We're praying, Lord, that people will come to you, especially in these times, especially while the Holy Spirit is present, while you're present among us. We're praying that you would enter into the lives of those that are in need, those that don't know that they don't know, those that are asking, those that are seeking. We're praying for peace in the temples that you have created, that they will allow you to dwell in those temples. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. How many more you got?
Two more, and mm-hmm. then one in-house, one do it off camera.
Okay. Hallelujah.
An update on Norma.
Mm-hmm.
Norma contacted Warhammer to let her know.
Norma is the cousin. Uh-huh. With the, okay.
She went to a healing and deliverance session in Yuma, Arizona. She spent hours in prayer while she continues her new journey of cleansing. And there's a praise report that when Norma prayed last week, the Lord called her to intercessory prayer, and then you confirmed it last Sunday.
Wow. Yeah.
And she started speaking the next day.
Yes!
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yes!
Amen!
Yes.
It's so nice when the Lord uses you to confirm something.
Yes.
You know, because a lot of times I'm speaking, and I'm speaking by faith and believing that the Lord has given me this to give to you, but a lot of times people don't, you don't hear back. And so you're still just stepping out on faith. How you know the Lord told you to do it? I'm still doing it and he's still here. So that's how, you know, and it's nice when people say, you know what? By the way, Pastor, that was, you did, you know, I'm like, thank you. Because honestly, if the Lord don't confirm it and you don't say anything, I don't know. I'm just going by faith.
Yes.
Amen. Because I would never want to tell anybody anything that the Lord did not tell me to say.
Amen.
I don't want to blame God for anything that he did not say.
Yes.
The Lord told me. And the Lord's like, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you. You know, I don't want to be guilty of that.
Yeah.
This one, I'll give more details to the prayer team.
Mm-hmm.
But Alice is asking for prayer over her children and grandchildren. There's a history of dealing with narcissistic behavior that seems to be passing down, and just a lot of shame and blaming and cruelty and all kinds of things that are happening.
Yeah.
So she's just asking for prayer over the family.
Yeah. What's her name again?
Alice.
Amen. Can you anoint my hands?
Amen.
Raymond, I'm going to need you to stand in for that family, okay? Stand right there. I'm going to need to wash his hands. We're going to be taking communion in just a minute, y'all.
Yes.
Amen. I thank God for our faithful soldiers in this house. I really do. I hear it. I don't see it. Okay. I thank God for our faithful soldiers in this house. I really, really do.
Yes.
Sometimes we have a house full and sometimes we have a handful.
Amen.
Amen. But either way, it's full.
God is moving.
God is moving. Amen. Whether it's a full or house full, it's still full. Amen. We know the presence of God is still with us. He's been with us 17 years?
Yes.
17 years. We've been there 17 years. He's been with us for 17 years, and he has never left us nor forsaken us. And we're going to be here until he says, job's done.
Yes.
We're going to be here until God says, that's it. Amen.
Amen.
Hopefully he'll say that tonight, but then we never know. Hopefully he'll say it this afternoon, but we don't know. Amen. 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 Did you wash his hands? Amen. Her name is
Alice.
Alice and her family.
Yes.
Hi, Norma. Good morning, Mother Sharon. Amen. It's smiling all bubbly. Look at all cute. Amen. Good morning, daughter. And company.
That's us.
That's
Ryan and Ricky's daughter.
Get out of here!
Yes.
The little bitty skinny little squirt?
Yes.
No! Really?
Yes.
Yeah, she was that big, just looked like olive oil. She was so little. Oh my goodness! Oh my God! Okay, well we'll be praying for you after a little bit.
Amen. She's our assignment after.
Amen. And my brother back there. Good morning, son. Good morning. Amen. Her name is
Alice.
Alice. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're standing in the gap for Alice. Father, you understand what's going on in that atmosphere. You understand the necessity of your presence being there. You understand what's needed. Father, there are sins that need to be forgiven. There is healing that needs to be done and take place. There is provisions that need to be met. There are praises that need to be spoken.
Yes.
Father, there are so many things that must happen in that atmosphere. Father, you have soldiers, at least one soldier in that atmosphere. But Father, we know that it only takes one. You don't even need one. You just like to work through somebody.
Yes.
Father, with just one soldier, you can clean house.
Yes.
Ah! With just one believer, you can change the atmosphere of the neighborhood.
Yes.
with just one believer walking by faith and not by sight. With just one believer that's saying, yes, God can do all things. And I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Yes.
With one believer saying, for God I live and for God I die. Yes. With one person saying, yes to God, I will do it.
Yes.
You can change the whole world. You can change everything in that atmosphere. We're praying for change.
Yes.
We're praying that you send your warring angels to change the atmosphere, that you will make a change. Give them back their hope. Give them back their peace. Give them their faithfulness to you. Because without Christ, they can do nothing, nothing. Forgive all sin and unrighteousness. Move on their behalf. Let them see that you are the only way, the truth, and the life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor,
thank you, son.
When you were praying, you said that that God doesn't need a person,
mm-hmm.
but he wants to use.
Right.
The Lord spoke to me and said he delights in using his creation.
Look at God.
Hallelujah.
I believe it. I believe.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I
thank you,
man. I love it when my kids pick up something from me and play it forward.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the bad habits, I'm talking about the good stuff.
Yes.
I mean, when they could take something productive from me
yes.
and play it forward, and I look back and I'm like, wow, I taught them that when they were two.
Yeah.
I showed them that. You should watch Pastor Andrea when you say something about Izzy. And her face lights up like a Christmas tree. And she's like, yes, that's something I taught him. I showed him how to. She don't have to say anything. Her face tells the whole. I'm sorry, I'm all juiced up. Her face tells the whole story. It's bothering me now, though. Amen. After 17 years, it's finally bothering me. Amen. Her face just lights up. It's just, you know, it's like, wonder what she's so happy about, because she heard something that she did and somebody else saw it. I mean, I know I see it, but when somebody that I didn't know saw it, and then they speak about it on a positive note, that's just, my chest is like this. Amen? And I'm wondering, you know, same thing with Mother Sharon.
Yeah.
You say something about Josh, and she's like, oh, her cheeks are plump already, but then they just got to go up. You know, they go all the way up there. You know, because she's like, that's my kid. That's my kid down there doing something that I didn't tell them to do, that I taught them, but they didn't have to, but they did it. And they, that's my, that's proud. And that God is, we forget God is a father.
Yes.
Father God in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. He's a father. And he's proud when his little knucklehead kids do something right. Amen.
Amen.
He's not, people think God just sitting around waiting for us to do something wrong so he can gotcha. That's not God. That's just what they taught you. That's not God. God's not sitting around waiting. He don't have to wait for you to sin. He can see the issues already. He wants you to do something that takes his mind off the sin, for lack of a better word. God wants to see you do something that takes his mind. As hard-headed as kids can be, when they do something, get A's in class, or they help somebody next door, and it takes your mind off the mess they left in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
you know, or they drove all the gas out your car and didn't tell you, and you were on your way to work. You know, it takes your mind off all the nutty stuff they did. They could have done 50 stupid things. They do one good thing, and you forget,
right.
at least for a moment, all the stuff that you went through to get them to that point. Amen.
Amen.
Why don't you give God a break? Do something good. Do something. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
A couple of updates. I have a Joe with the children. They were dealing with the skin issue.
Oh, yeah.
So they are healed and they're very grateful.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Healed. Lord Jesus, that's awesome. Thank you for telling us and sharing with us. Amen. Thank you. That's awesome. Amen. What else you got?
And our little brother, Nathaniel.
Yes.
He's
doing a lot better under the medical care.
Yes.
And there's a minister who ministers in deliverance.
Uh-huh.
We want to go visit him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You know what? I am a firm believer that God can work through doctors.
Yeah.
And I'm not pushing medicine, but thank God for the medicine that works.
Yeah.
Because our environment, and some, I don't know about y'all, maybe y'all been saved your whole life. That's not my testimony. But I did some stupid stuff in this temple that I didn't have to do. And sometimes medication helps bring you back to, helps restore some type of normalcy to what God created. Amen. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sometimes, and God used doctors. I believe there are some saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, fire doctors up in the world.
Yeah.
And if I need one, I pray I get one.
Yes. Yeah.
If you need a doctor, you pray.
Yeah.
And when God gives you the okay, you go. Whatever you, if you need medication for something and you've already prayed about it and the Lord, notice I said you pray first. So some people jump first and then they pray after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Don't jump in the fire and then ask God to deliver you.
Woo.
You know, it's best to stay out than to try to get out.
Amen.
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 If God has put a doctor in your life for your benefit to help this temple stay fit long enough to get your job done, mm-hmm. to complete your mission, because this is a soldier, we're in the army of the Lord, to complete your mission, then let God do what God does. Now, when they say stop, you stop. Don't be, no, just one more for the road. Now, see, now you're getting ignorant. Now, see, now you're not following the rules now. See, because now you just jumped all into something else. If they say stop, you stop. If God says stop, you stop. All right, y'all follow me?
Amen.
If you're on a kidney machine, don't jump off. I'm healed unless the Lord say jump off. Don't see, because sometimes we take stuff to a whole new level. If the Lord said it, he will prove it himself. You won't have to prove it. He'll prove it.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Y'all got it? If God said it, somebody told us a long time ago, if the Lord told you to start a ministry, we'll find out after a while.
Yes.
We'll see if the Lord told you to start that ministry. We'll see. Amen, y'all? Amen. So if the Lord told you to do it, you do it. Whatever the Lord's instruction is to keep this temple going and tell us your time to go, let the Lord have his way, because God can work through anybody and everybody he chooses. If he can talk to a dove and a donkey, he can talk to you.
Amen.
Amen. Did I take that too far?
No.
Okay, I'm good. Are we ready for communion now?
Yes.
All right, so let's get ready for communion. I am asking every person taking communion to come up. Is that possible?
After communion, to the prayer of our eyes.
Absolutely. I need to do communion for the online. Amen. Ah. Look at that. She was, I remember, her little arm looked like arm. Look like, amen. Amen. So I need you all to line them up so they can come up for communion. Amen. And I have on my communion tallit this morning. Amen. Amen. While they are lining people up, this is a good time for you to go ahead and get your water and your bread or whatever you have. Amen. Keep it simple. We're not trying to send you out to get anything. Whatever you have available is what we're asking. If you don't have communion wine or juice, the living water will be fine. Some living water. If you don't have unleavened bread or anything like communion loaves, take a little piece of bread, because God is the bread of life and the living water. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and read while they're passing out. I'm going in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to start at, I always try to start at verse number 27 to help you to understand the importance of not taking this while you're still in sin. Verse number 27, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. So then, whoever eats the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. We need the children in here too. Good morning, Zoe. Amen. She's going to get the children. Amen. Even those, Jacqueline, even those that are taking care of the food and stuff, I need them to come in too, because this is for everybody. Amen. I want everybody. Claudia, everybody. If our brother Lloyd is here, I need him here too. Zoe, we prayed for Amada. Yes. We prayed for him this morning. Good morning, Sensational. Amen. We got to keep the prayer going, okay? Amen. Again, verse number 27. So then, whoever eats the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner. Good morning, Jacqua. Unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. When you talk about taking this unworthily, if you're taking this and you know you have no intentions of allowing God to change your life, if you know you have not asked God to come in and change your life, I'm not saying you're taking it and you know you're not perfect. None of us are perfect. Yeah. And we're all up here taking it. But we are walking in forgiveness. We're walking in we keep a repentant heart and mind. We're walking in the forgiveness of God. We know we're not perfect, but we're walking toward perfection. We know we are open for God to correct us and to change us. Amen, somebody. And so if that's not you, if you're not open for God to change you, if you know you are a sinner and you have no intentions of changing, you're taking this because you don't want other people to think that your life has not changed. Let me tell you something. If you're trying to hide from people that they don't know, I don't want anybody to know that I'm not walking like I'm walking, somebody already know. Because God speaks to people. People have discernment. The people that need to know already know. Stop trying to fool people. Get it right with God, because the Bible says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Don't waste time being foolish. Take the time that we have to get it right. Grace is not to continue in sin. Grace is time for you to get it right. Amen. Grace is for us to get it right, not for us to keep sinning. Grace is the opportunity for you to get it right, because once you enter into the spirit realm, that's it. Whatever is, that's the way it's going to be. Don't enter into the spirit realm in sin. If you do, you are going to have a really long, bad day. Amen. And so somebody said, amen. Amen. What's up, Sure Stuff? How you doing? Amen. So don't let sin talk you into disobedience. Just don't let sin talk to you, first of all. Amen. Verse number 28. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. This is the time now while I'm talking. This is the time to examine yourself and ask the Lord for forgiveness. Ask the Lord for healing and deliverance. Ask the Lord to correct you. Ask the Lord to put you the way he wants you to be. This is your time to reconnect with God. Do not take this bread and this cup in sin. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Look, this is the perfect time. Lord, forgive me of any sin and unrighteousness. I do not want to take this unworthily, because I know I cannot, I will not, it will cause damnation unto myself. Verse number 29. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ, eat and drink judgment on themselves. For people that are eating and drinking in this, and they are not representing the body of Christ, they're not doing it the way God has commanded them to do it. They're not in position to take this, but they take it anyway. They're eating and drinking damnation unto themselves, not deserving the Lord's Supper. That is why many among you, the world, many among the church people, many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. Many people have died. Many people have caused judgment and damnation unto themselves. Many people have taken this, trying to hide, and cause damnation unto themselves. Many people. Don't you be one of them. This is an opportunity for you not to be like so many others. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that, I'm sorry. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. There's my little sister. Good morning. Just in time. When the Lord disciplines you, and instructs you and corrects you is so that you won't be condemned with the rest of the world, because the world is being condemned. God does not want you part of the condemnation that's going to be poured out on the world. This is your opportunity to get it right. And you need to give God an offering.
Yes.
The offering is from your lips.
Yes.
My offering is from, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me of sin. Forgive me. Forgive me. This is your time to give God the offering.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm going to go back up to the top and we can go ahead and take the supper. Amen. Pastor, can you scooch the table up here? Just push it right on up. Atta girl. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Now I'm going to start at the top. 1 Corinthians 23. For I received from the Lord that I also passed to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When he was at the table with the disciples, he said, "This is my body, which was broken for you." Jesus went through some stuff for us.
Yes.
But he went through it for us so that we would not be condemned with the world. Every time we do this, we are testifying to the world that we are members of the body of Christ and that we are doing our best to stay in right standing with God. Yes. He says every time we do this, we are witnessing to the world that we are believers of the Most High God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for the bread that we're about to receive. For you are worthy. You are more than worthy. We appreciate and we thank you for all that you've done for us before the cross, on the cross, and after the cross. We give you praise and we magnify you, and we ask that you would forgive us of any sin, any unrighteousness, anything that is in us that is not like you. Remove it from us, that we will be more like you, that we will please you, that you can live and dwell in us and use us according to your will, that our lamps will be filled with oil, and that we will be ready when the time comes. In Jesus' name we pray. Break your bread and let us eat together. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant," or the new agreement, or the new promise. This is the new covenant. I'm sorry. This is the, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat the bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." He said, "I'm coming back." He said, "I'm coming back." Every time you do this, you are proclaiming to the world, I'm expressing to the world, I'm singing out to the world, I'm sharing with the world, this represents the blood of my Lord and Savior that was shed for me on the cross. This represents his blood, and he's coming back. You need to be ready.
Yes.
Amen. Let us raise our cups together. Can y'all do that? And let us drink. And if you go on and read the scriptures, he said, "And the rest I will set in order when I come." Amen. All right. Amen. Praise God. We thank you for being with us. I pray that you are blessed during this prayer service. I pray that the Lord will stay with you. Email us. You can email us. That's okay. They're tough. You can email us at s4cprayingwithyou. That one's tough too. @aol.com. Did I say that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
s4cprayingwithyou@aol.com. Or you can just email me at s4ctroops@aol.com. Either way, go send your prayers in. Even if you don't email them to us, you can go in the chat room and tell us what it is that you need. Asia is very faithful. She's very good. When she's not at the helm, Abigail is there. And then when all else fails, I'm there. Amen. So we
We want to keep you lifted up in the name of Jesus. And whether it's in the cloud or in the crowd, preferably it's in the cloud. We'll see you next time. God bless you. Bye-bye. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.